you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO, Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to the Positive Change Broadcast. I'm Robert Cook, and today we shall experience together a positive change.
Today we begin a new two-part series titled, Six Enemies to Faith.
Thank you, Father, as we come into the Word today, that the Holy Spirit will anoint my lips to speak as an oracle of God, that you will think through my mind and speak through my mouth the Word of God, Father. We thank you that the Holy Spirit will cause more to be heard than I have the ability to say, Father, that the word shall go forth and shall not return void, as you've said. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. If you have your Bibles with you, let's open them up to 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 12. You know, one of the most important things that I'm real strong on and believe strongly is faith. After all, we know so many times the Word of God admonishes us that without faith, the believer cannot excel. Without faith, the believer is not even a believer. It's faith that makes us different from the world. And our level of faith and our knowledge of faith, which comes from the Word of God, would determine how successful we are as Christians. Now, I noticed when I was preparing for this that in 1 Timothy 6:12, as I was reading, it says that we are to fight the good fight of faith. Fight the good fight of faith. Now, you know, you think of fighting. Normally, in order to have a fight, you've got to have two opposing forces. You know, like we said before, you could have a fight between Ali and Frazier, or between Tyson and Holyfield, whatever his name is. You got to have the opposing forces. Now, if we're told to fight the good fight of faith, that lets me know two things. We're supposed to be on the faith side, and the other one is somebody else is a hindrance to faith, or an enemy to our faith. Now, I hear a lot of Christians as I talk to different people, and, you know, we've lived in different places of the country and ministered in several different places, and people, a lot of them have the same thing. You know, their situation is, our pastor or Robert or Helen or whomever, I've just been fighting the devil this week. You know, I'm just going out having a battle with the devil, and I've been fighting the devil, and I stop and I say, well, why are you fighting the devil? You know, why should a Christian fight the devil? Now, the only way I see in Scripture to fight says fight the good fight of faith. So why should you fight the devil? In James, it tells us to resist the devil and he will flee. But there's a difference in resisting and fighting. You know, when Ali was on the ropes doing a rope-a-dope, he was not fighting. He was standing there just resisting. Because he knew that if he resisted enough, the enemy would wear himself out and he'd go. Resist the devil and he shall flee. So when Christians think in wrong terms, they tend to believe wrong and act wrong. We are not to fight the devil. Jesus, the devil, is a defeated foe. Jesus Christ has done all that was necessary to defeat the devil. All we have to do is stand in that victory. We have to say, hey, the Lord has made me righteous and made me whole. I've decided to live according to God, so I'm stepping out of this, and I don't have to, yes, the devil is my enemy, but I don't have to fight with him. We go around the country and you hear people warring in tongues. There's no such thing. There's conferences advertised on the radio of warring in tongues. Nowhere in the Bible have you ever seen the gift of speaking in tongues ever being used to talk to the devil at all. It's called our prayer language, which we communicate to the Father with. And also it's used in the body in general for messages from God. It's never used to pray to the devil. And I've talked to people and they're like, and you know, I said, what are you doing? And they're praying to God. No, we're casting the devil out of someone, or we're doing this, that, and the other. I said, you know what Bible you read. Tongues is not to be used for that purpose. But you have people to believe wrong, they misunderstand, they get out of faith, they go off. But yet you do have an enemy, a defeated foe. We just need to stand in our position that we're in faith. I talk to other people around the country and they'll talk about, I'm fighting sin. Well, you know, I've got this one problem, brother, and I'm just fighting it. Well, if the devil's under our feet, and if all the devil's forces are on our feet, what you need to do is we need to realize who we are in Christ. We need to wake up and say, hey, the devil can't defeat me. The devil can't beat me. The devil can't overcome me. There's no way that he can because he's already defeated. But that defeat is in knowing who I am in Christ Jesus. And we're going to talk about it as we study six enemies to your faith. There's no need to fight the devil. There's no need to fight sin. What the need is to walk in a knowledge of who we are in God. And there's a difference there. If you walk in who you are in God, you don't go out doing all this, fighting other people. Let's say the devil's like this. Give you an illustration. The devil's an enemy who's standing behind a table, and he's telling you all he's going to do to you. Let's take, for example, I heard an illustration once before about a restaurant. You know, guy comes into the restaurant. There's this guy sitting behind a table, big, burly looking guy. And he's telling this guy, if you don't get out of here, I'll knock your head off. I'll stick my foot up your nose. Get out of here. And the guy's doing all this. So this guy's here with his date, and he's scared and he's nervous. Let's say that guy's the Christian. He's scared and he's nervous about what this guy's boasting. And then he runs out and leaves. And the guy does it to the next person, and they run out and leave. Now, you got two things there. One thing is the guys who keep running out the door, the Christians, don't know that that guy is impotent. He has no legs. He has no arms. He's just sitting behind the table boasting. And that's the way the devil is. If God says that the devil has no authority over us, but it says in Ephesians, we have authority to tread upon serpents, principalities, and powers.
Hello, this is Robert Cook, inviting you to meet me at Joy Faith Christian Center, Sundays at 11 a.m. at the Palm Beach Lakes High School. For more information, find us on the web at www.joyoffaith.com. You can listen to today's program again on your smartphone or on your computer online at www.joyoffaith.com. I look forward to meeting you in person this week at Joy Faith Christian Center, where you'll experience excellence in ministry and excellence in living.
He's scared, he's nervous about what this guy's boasting. And then he runs out and leaves. And the guy does it to the next person, and they run out and leave. Now, you got two things there. One thing is the guys who keep running out the door, the Christians, don't know that that guy is impotent. He has no legs. He has no arms. He's just sitting behind the table boasting. And that's the way the devil is. If God says that the devil has no authority over us, but it says in Ephesians, we have authority to tread upon serpents, principalities, and powers. If we have the authority, why are we afraid of him? He is just someone that's boasting. He boasted to Jesus, but did he ever do anything to Jesus? He never did anything to Jesus. Actually, he talked to him sometimes kind of polite. Well, Jesus, if you don't mind jumping off this cliff to prove you're the Son of God, you know, I'll give you the whole world. He didn't get up in Jesus' face. You know why? Because Jesus knew who he was. And if you resist the devil and you know who you are, you have a strong faith and assurance of who you are. You'll say, no, devil, you can't come against me in my finances. I'm using the wisdom of God. I'm sowing. I'm tithing. I'm doing everything the word's to do. You can't cause me to go under. No, devil, you can't come against my kids. I know they're in public school, but I'm following the word of God. I'm confessing the word of God over them. I'm living wisely. You cannot defeat them. There's a lot of Christians that believe the devil can come in. If you're doing what you're supposed to do concerning your children, if you're doing what you're supposed to do concerning your marriage, the devil cannot come in and destroy it. He cannot. He is impotent to do it. He does not have the ability to defeat a Christian in any area of life when that Christian is walking in the word of God. Now, we've been taught in certain churches and things that the devil's so big and he's so powerful, and, you know, we've got to be afraid of him. I say the devil is big and powerful when you are going against him in your own strength. Because it's clearly taught in the Bible that no Christian, apart from Jesus and knowing who he is in Jesus and apart from faith, can defeat the devil. Because the devil is a supernatural being. And, you know, God is a supernatural being also. That's why another time I tell people about seances and all this other stuff, everything supernatural is not God, because the devil is supernatural too. I've gone to church meetings and people are preaching some type of craziness and all these things are going on, and you're looking around and you just know in your heart, it's not God. It's not God. Sure, supernatural things happening, but that's not God. But we got to realize God's not the only supernatural being. Satan's supernatural too, and he has supernatural power. If you go to Africa and the Aborigines and some of these places where they practice voodoo, even Haiti, I hear, there are cases, and it's true, where these witch doctors will levitate you off the ground and float you around the room. Well, how did he do this? He's supernatural. He must be God. No, it's not God. That man's walking in the power of the devil, the supernatural power of the devil. But you know what? We have no reason to fear that. If I'm doing what I'm doing, the devil and his power cannot harm me walking in the word of God. He cannot cause a drunk driver to run off and hit my kids in the street, even if they're in the street. not do things to keep him out of the street, but walking in the word, I can't be everywhere at all times, but God is. And that's where our faith is at. We go back to Proverbs 3:5. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Lean not unto thine own understanding. And there comes a time when our kid is going to grow up and go out, and husbands and wives are going to work in different places, and you care about your family and you love your family. But you don't have to be afraid of what's going to happen to them. I confess the word of God over them. My wife is protected everywhere she goes. She is encompassed about with angels. They guard over her. They watch over her and they keep her. My daughter is healthy. Sickness cannot come into her body. God watches over her and protects her. Everything goes well in my family. My finances are protected. If you know who you are, there's a boldness that you have in your voice that comes from faith in God. As opposed to the average Christian who's kind of like, well, you know, the world is what the world is. And, you know, we're in the world and we got to live by the world system and things float like this, that, and the other. That's a defeated attitude. That's not an attitude of faith. Faith knows what it has. Now, again, Satan is doing all he can in churches and out of churches to rob you of your faith. Because your faith, this is the faith that we have, even the victory that overcomes the world. Your faith is the victory that you have. If Satan wants one thing from you, it's your faith. He wants to take that from you so that you cannot make headway into his kingdom. Okay, now let's take a look at the first enemy of faith. Open your Bibles to 2 Corinthians 5:17. 2 Corinthians 5:17, as we study six enemies to faith. Now, we know that Satan wants to take our faith because our faith covers so many areas. Healing in our body, protection for our families, increase in our finances, peace of mind. We preached last week on the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding. Satan wants to steal all of that. And we can give it to him if we don't know who we are and what we have. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is what? He is a new creature. Now, new is opposite from old. So let me slide something right in here. I was raised Baptist, and we were taught as Baptists that we're just old sinners saved by grace. Now, either you're a sinner or you're not a sinner. You can't be a saved sinner saved by grace. Oh, I had one lady, I was talking to her in Oklahoma. She said, oh, brother, I'm just an old sinner saved by grace. You know, we're all old sinners by grace. I said, no, I'm not. I say, I used to be a sinner, but now I'm saved by grace. I am not, present tense, an old sinner. I am, present tense, not a sinner at all. I'm a child of the living God. That's who I am. Now, you don't go over and throw that on everybody, and she knew who I was and where we were coming from, but I am a child of the living God. And if Satan tries to put thoughts in me, or I hear some preacher or somebody, ah, you're just a sinner like me. You know, we're all sinners. I've heard sermons where I tell you, the person was more proud of being a sinner than they were a child of God. They were happier being a sinner. I'm a sinner saved by grace. Like there's some reward in being a sinner saved by grace. The reward is being a child of God.
Today's message has been part one of the two-part series titled, Six Enemies to Faith.
The Positive Change Broadcast is a listener-supported ministry. Take a moment and log on to www.joyoffaith.com. Click on the online giving tab and set up an automatic recurring monthly gift of $50 or $25 to support the Positive Change Broadcast. Your generous gift helps us to continue ministering the word to your family and many others each weekday morning. So consider this program's value to you and schedule your support today. Make a difference by giving generously. Joy Faith Christian Center is located at Military Trail, two blocks south of 45th Street in the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. Come this Sunday and be a part of our worship service at 11 a.m. You'll experience praise and worship, practical and useful teaching in a comfortable, casual setting, and a warm welcome from the Joy Faith family. Joy Faith is an awesome church for you to learn the Word of God, develop your spiritual gifts and talents with believers just like you. So meet me this Sunday at 3505 Shiloh Drive in West Palm Beach, Florida, 33407. I look forward to greeting you in person this Sunday at the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. I'm Robert Cook. Thank you for joining me today. I believe you've got something that you can use to make a positive change in your life.
CARCOM Incorporated is a WCNO corporate sponsor serving community.